G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post Preview Podcast for the weekend of Saturday, September 8. I'm John Barker. Joining me once again is Joel Marshall. Well, Joel, plenty of quality racing in Melbourne and Sydney this weekend. Dato Tanchim Nam Stakes is one of the highlights at the Valley. So we're back to the Valley a fortnight after a very, very leaderish day. We're back to the true position. Are we expecting fairer play this time?
Hopefully a bit fairer. It'll be keen to hear from the track staff at Moonee Valley. I know leading into that meeting you spoke about, the track staff were pretty forthright and they told everyone the day before that that's how it was going to play and that's how it played. So it'll be interesting to hear from them just what their views on the track are. But hopefully it's a bit fairer and we get to see the best horses come to the fore. A couple of really exciting races, a couple of Group 2s, the listed Atlantic Jewel, that's a ripper of a race. And of course, Rose Hill, 4 Group 2s, and the Golden Rose might become a little clearer with the Run to the Rose, the feature on that card.
Yes, indeed. Well, we'll start at the Valley and we'll take you through the black type. And that starts with a race that is not the most exciting betting race of the day, but very exciting from the point of view of seeing this very, very fast galloper Nature Strip back over 1,000 metres here. I think you should be taking these apart and then just has to run the, well, has to get into the Everest and run the 1,200 of it, or is he now confirmed in the Everest?
No, I think they're hoping to get the ATC slot after Saturday. Not sure what Saturday's going to prove. We all know how quick he is at 1,000, but inside gate at 1,000 can be a trap sometimes, but shouldn't be for him. He should be too good. I've got Viridine in for second, number one. He had a pretty decent prep in the autumn. Wasn't far off Red Zell first up, placed in the Galaxy behind In Her Time, and then had no luck in the Group 2 Arrowfield behind Catchy and Showtime. He's a talent. I think he's the Quinella horse. Quillista in for third. That wasn't a bad return from her. And Shoals, well, she's an outstanding mare. She's obviously in the Everest already, so her sights are set on that. Possibly could have put her in a little higher, but just for fourth for me, 2175.
Yes, I didn't actually say what race this was. It's race 5, Mitty's McEwen Stakes, 1,000 metre Group 2. Weight for age, and I've got Nature Strip 2 on top, number 2 from 6 Hoots, and I thought if she could get back to her best, might be competitive here. And 5 Shoals and 7 Quillista. Race 6, as you mentioned, is an intriguing one, Joel, for the 3-year-old fillies over 1,200 at listed level. It is the Ladbrokes Atlantic Jewel Stakes.
Yeah, I'll be having a couple of bets in this race. I've gone with 9 Tahitian Dancers. She has to improve a lot, but she's a filly I've got a fair bit of time for. She ran well on debut. She backed that up with a good win at Moonee Valley, on times and form lines out of that race. She does have a bit to find, I concede that, but she's trialled well, and she may just have improved through the break. So I'm happy to spec her at a big price. I'm certainly going to be having something on number 5, Gongs, as well. I think $16 is way over the odds for her. She's got the good Sydney filly form that we've seen through the likes of Esther Jar, Pure Elation, Fiesta. We've seen that form to the fore in recent weeks. I think she's silly odds at her current quote. 4 Spanish Whisper is a big query. She was probably in the top 2 or 3 two-year-olds in New Zealand last season. Makes her debut for the Hayes Dabernick Yard and already well tried in markets. I think she was double figures into around the $6 mark at latest check. And 1 Thrillster, thought she was outstanding first up in the Quizette, wide and just kept coming, drawn better. She looks to have come up in good form. So a couple of small bets, 9 and 5, maybe boxing up 9-5-4-1.
I am with 6, Assertive Play, resuming, unbeaten, obviously over in Adelaide, but the form has held up okay with Thor and Door, who Assertive Play beat on debut, running fourth in the Group 3 last time. So Assertive Play on top, number 6, from 1 Thrillster, 8 Hummer Hummer, and 1200 a slight query perhaps, and 3 Crone for fourth, 6-1-8 and 3. Race 7, Strathmore Community Bendigo Bank Stakes. Listed race over 1200 metres, and Osborne Bulls just been very, very impressive first up, and has been impressive throughout his career.
He has. He sort of drew away with Land of Plenty in that race. They had a good duel in the last 100 metres. They're both key players again. I've gone for number 4, Mr. Sneaky. I liked his return first up at this track a fortnight ago against the bias. He made good ground behind Fatana. Second up record reads a little bit patchy, but don't put too much weight into that. It's much better than it does read. drawn well, 1,200 suits. I've gone with him from two Osborne Bulls. Six in for third, Peaceful State. He's a very good horse. 1,200 short of his best, but he can run well. And five, Land of Plenty. That was a really encouraging return from him. Just drawn awkwardly on Saturday. 4-2, 6-5.
Same for me, just with the first two round the other way. Osborne Bulls to beat Mr. Sneaky, Peaceful State, and Peaceful State and Land of Plenty. Race 8, Dato Tanchin Nam Stakes, 1,600. Weight for age, Group 2, worth $250,000. Times gone by has provided the Cox Plate winner three times this century. Not this year, you wouldn't think, with obviously Winx not here, as well as probably a couple of the more realistic dangers to Winx aren't here either. How did you read this one, Joel? Night's Watch, your best of the program. I seem to recall you. Night's Watch was my best last week, and you sort of were saying it was too short.
Yeah, he was. He was short. He ended up getting out. I think he came into around 2.30 at one point and jumped at around the $3.30 mark. So it was a bit of a spoil for his fans, I guess. A few people probably had the same sort of concern, staying at 1,400, drawn down near the inside, but just a lovely ride from Damien Lane, gave him every chance, and he put them away, probably like a good horse that's going to better races should. On the quick backup, tougher race, he's on top for me, I think, just because I think he's a darn good horse, and I think he can win. I thought the odds were wrong earlier in the week. Hartnell, $7. Never really backed Hartnell, that sort of prevented me from stepping in, but I think the odds are much more correct now. He's around the $3.80 mark, good return from him. He's in for second. Nine Bonneval, really interesting runner. She missed the autumn. She won this race first up in the spring last prep, then went on to win the Underwood, so we know she's good enough. And four Odeon, really tried to match the answer, my friend, at this venue a fortnight ago, and just got tired the last 100 metres. But he's going well this prep. He might be able to measure up at a bit of a price. But sticking with Night's Watch, 7194.
Same box trifecta for me. 9 Bonneville to beat 1 Hartnell, 7 Night's Watch, and for fourth I have got number 11 High Am. My best was, that was your best, Joel, and your value bet's going to come up against my best, so tell us about race 9, number 8, Order of the Garter.
Yeah, well, it's a bit tricky trying to read into these Lloyd Williams imports, but from what I've seen of him, he looks a real talent, number 8, Order of the Garter. He's going to jump from the outside barrier if he runs. He's got pace in his win over the Taj Mahal back in April. He thrashed that horse and he went to the front, led all the way. Ran well in a French Guineas and was very good at Royal Ascot last year when coming from off the pace and chasing the very smart Ben Battle, who we will see most likely in the Cox Plate. He hasn't raced for a long time, but if he's ready, I guess watch betting, $10. Happy to take that price each way for Order of the Garter. And as you said, yeah, Night's Watch was my best. And just a little watch, race 3, number 8, Sydney Blue. He was one of the horses I mentioned a few weeks ago as a horse to look out for. He might find taking on Approach Discreet a bit tough if that horse doesn't go to Adelaide, but Sydney Blue might be worth a little look in race 3.
My best was race 9, number 5, Divine Unicorn. Matty Dunn doesn't come down to Melbourne too often, and it's good enough first up and just has a great overall record. Race 4, number 13, is my value bet, Mr. Clarify, at $17. The crafty Kiwi Wayne Walters, two starts ago, very good behind Morton's Fork. Forget the run on the bias track a fortnight ago, and they do, the Walters family, they can sneak the odd Saturday City race, so $17, good each way punting. Race 4, number 13, as you mentioned, Joel, top quality card at Rose Hill Gardens, highlighted by the run to the Rose, which has thrown up a lot of quality winners. They really are the elite, as I've written in Best Bets and Winning Post this week. But we start at race 4. First of the black type races is the Daily Telegraph Stan Fox Stakes, Group 2, over 1,500 for three-year-olds at set weights.
Yeah, interesting, they've gone with the 1,500 metres to kick off the autumn sun. He's unbeaten 3 from 3, looked outstanding in his first prep, which culminated in that Group 1 Atkins win. He looks to have been trialling pretty well. You know, you can expect him to take a bit of improvement out of this, being the 1,500 first up. But I think his class will get him through. He's top draw colt, I think. He'll be winning From the Hawks pair, I've got him next, Outrageous. He's had to carry the penalty both runs this time in. Back to set weights. He was unlucky perhaps not to win a Group 1 at 2. 3, Irukandji loomed in the up-and-coming. Didn't quite finish off, but he'll be fitter for that. Extra distance a plus. And 5, Master Ash ran home in good late splits to win the up-and-coming. He just continues to improve with each run. 1, 4, 3, 5.
For the older horses, the big one is race 5, the Theo Marks 1300-metre Group 2 handicap.
Gone with 2, Home of the Brave. This is Godolphin Import. They sent him down to Melbourne off some good trials. He led them up in the Irish Star and he ran well. He just got run past by the proven Voodoo Lad. He's got the fitness on his side. Back to Sydney, I think he'll be very hard to beat. From the current Everest favourite, number 1, Trapeze Artist, who does have to give a fair bit of weight away, but he's a big, strong entire. He'll be pretty well wound up. He'll be going close, obviously, with improvement to come. 4, D'Argento, excellent first up at weight for age in the Winx Stakes. Coming back 100 metres against a couple of these sprinting types is the query, but he'll run well and then go into the Epsom as one of the key hopes. And number 3, Shillelagh in for fourth, 2, 1, 4, 3.
And the run to the Rose is for 3-year-olds at Group 2 level, set weights and penalties. And there's some fairly smart youngsters lining up here, Joel, on the way to the $1 million Golden Rose.
Yeah, can't get away from Graf, although it's going to be a different scenario for him on Saturday. He drew 1, he trailed up, saved all the ground. It probably wouldn't have mattered. He probably would have won anyway. That San Domenico first up, he was just outstanding late. But Barrier 13 today, Performer drew 8 of 9 in the San Domenico and ran on well. He's drawn 1 on Saturday. So looking at the odds, I've tipped Graf on top, but I wouldn't be against having something on Performer, who can bridge the gap from that barrier. Number 1 in for 3rd, Zusain, who has been trialling really well. He, of course, finished 2nd in the JJ Atkins to the Autumn Sun. And 8 in for 4th, Longleaf. He really caught the eye running on well in the Vane Stakes. Had Native Soldier behind him there. Of course, he was impressive last week. 3, 4, 1, 8.
Race 7 at Rosehill Gardens on Saturday is the last of the group races. It is the Irresistible Pools Shirako Stakes. Group 2, 1200 metres. And your front page horse resumes here, Joel, in the ever reliable Daisy Doom.
Yeah, she's just an absolute ripper, just like her stablemate Dixie Blossoms, who was perhaps a bit unlucky not to win last week. Look, Daisy Doom will improve second up. She'll improve when she hits over a bit further, but she ran well in this race first up last spring. She won the Millie Fox first up last prep, and then she won the Coolmore at her next start. Not too worried about the wide gate. She's performed well from wide draws before, and there's a couple in the race that'll go forward. She can hopefully follow across and get into a good spot. And $7 or $8, I just think she's a really, really safe bet each way. I don't think she'll miss top 3. And I think Champagne Cuddles is probably the Cornella horse, logical favourite. She broke the Gold Coast track record and then went on to place in the Kingsford Smith and the Stradbroke. Drawn to get a lovely run, just going to need the brakes at the right time. 3, Invincibella, had a good prep last time in. Was running on really well into the minors, then able to win the Dane Ripper at her 4th run in, and 10 Noir in the same colours. She has a little bit to improve to measure up to this level, but she's always shown good quality and she'll be running on 1, 6, 3, 10.
And Daisy Doom was your best, race 7, number 1. Talk us through your value bet at Rosehill, and that's race 9, number 7, Zorkan.
Yeah, I'm hoping Hugh Bowman's on the pick of the Waller runners here. I've got a bit of time for Eagle Bay, and I think he's trekking along nicely, but I've gone with number 7, Zorkan, who's trying to break a bit of a drought on Saturday, but I liked his first up run. That was off no public trials. He finished 3rd behind Matt Maker. He's been back to the trials, trialled well, up to 1,800, good draw. Should get his chance on Saturday at $10, worth an each-way play.
All right, there is black type in Morfordville. Race 6, it's the Heineken 3 Morfordville Guineas, 1,600 for 3-year-olds at set weights. And there is a short one here. That's number 2, Approach Discreet, who is still also in at the Valley, is he not?
Yeah, I haven't seen a scratching as yet, either way.
So won by 8 lengths around here last time, and is Richo's selection here. But barrier 10, level weights, different race. We've got fun fact and just rolling a couple of quality last start winners. So you'd think $1.70 was short enough, but Approach Discreet is Richo's selection.
Yeah, look, without sort of, I sort of couldn't find anything else in the race to tip or to recommend a bet. So Approach Discreet, certainly hard to beat. Number four, Resurge, is a horse I've had a little bit of time for. He was just okay at Sandown last start. He'd want to improve off of that. He's the half-brother to Single Gaze. He looked good first up, so maybe he can improve and sneak into the minor money.
Okay, Richo's best at Morfordville for Darren Weir and Dean Yendall, which is, of course, the Approach Discreet combination. Race four, number three, Free Hearted, and Richo's value bet, Weir and Yendall. Race seven, number three, Benny Goes Berserk.
Well, he might be a good bet for the jockey challenge, because I've got two tips in Adelaide, and they're Weir and Yendall, and not those ones. So he's going to be very short. Interim in the first, drawn wide. I noticed she's also accepted for Kilmore on Saturday, but I've liked her trial, so she's number 11 at Morfordville in the first. I think it's race one at Kilmore on Saturday. And race eight, number eight, Romancer. Former Kiwi, also by Redwood, owned in the same interest as Night's Watch. They gave him a sprinting prep last time in, and he ran well. He's always been a horse that just had to learn a little bit, but he's been trialling up well. I'd expect him to be very competitive at his debut for Weir.
All right, we're back to Doomben in Brisbane for a few weeks at least, having been out at the Sunshine Coast. And typical Doomben-sized fields here. Joel, you found us something reasonably early on the card in race three, number five, My Giuliano.
Yeah, look, he was out of form for a little while, this bloke. He was in really good form earlier in the year, putting a few wins together on soft ground. And then he obviously stepped up a little bit in class, took on the Ipswich Cup, Caloundra Cup, and then just battled at his next couple. But he signalled with his latest run that he might be just about ready to find form again. Hit the line well for fourth with 57.5. Drops to 54. Track currently heavy, or maybe a soft 7 or a heavy 8, but that's the key. If the rain hangs around and the track stays with given it, that'll be to his advantage, and I think he'll be a good play in race 3. The other horse I liked a little bit was in race 6. No jockey yet. Michael McNabb did ride him in a trial, race 6, number 4, So Skilled, so possibly he could ride. Former South Australian trained galloper. Liked the trial, hit the line well behind the talented Crack Me Up. Mark Webb trains. He might be worth a little bit of a look at odds, race 6, number 4, if he does indeed start.
Alrighty, Belmont once again is the venue for Perth Racing, and looks like the owners and trainers are starting to look forward to the tables and chairs going across the road, because fairly skinny fields at Belmont on Saturday, no stakes races, but BJ Ryan can get you cash early. In fact, you're going to be finished betting on Perth by 2:40 Australian Eastern Time. Best is race one, number five, Battle Storm. Never been seen on a racetrack. Has trialled, apparently. One is trialled with his head on his chest, and represents the Bob Peters, Adam Durant, Willie Pike Troika, so no surprise stepping out at $1.60. And BJ's value bet in the second, so 2200 meter benchmark 78 plus, seen as a battle between State Prosecutor, and it's only a six horse field between State Prosecutor and Prying Tom, but BJ reckons Dark Musket, the who's won over 3200, the doer's stayer, can unleash late and run over the top of them. That's race two, number two, Dark Musket. His best was race one, number five, Battle Storm. Earlier in the day across the Tasman, Joel, they are racing at Whanganui and Riccarton.
Yeah, Whanganui with a couple of three-year-old features, a listed race for fillies and a listed Whanganui Guineas, which does include a handful of fillies. My best bet comes up in that race. He'll likely be short, but he's a really interesting runner from an Australian point of view. It goes by the name of Botty, race 7, number 3. He's a Jackalbury half-brother to Lion Tamer. He won the Victoria Derby, and this bloke's heading in that direction from all reports, trained by Baker Forsman, won on debut, and you would think he'd be pretty hard to beat, albeit it's only 1,340. We'll get better over further. But he should be the one to beat. My value is in the other feature, race 4, number 3, Secret Allure. Might go out over the odds. There's a few nice horses in this, and from the Lisa Lata stable, just might go a little bit unnoticed. She might be worth a look each way. Riccarton is the other meeting. My best is Bully Boy. Stick with him. Race 2, number 1. He won well a few weeks ago. and the value is Hot Fuss, race 5, number 7. First up from a spell, 1,000 metres, a little bit short, but not the greatest of fields, and on her form last time in, should be taking beating.
Okay, that wraps up a big Saturday of racing around Australasia. Don't forget to pick up your winning post if you haven't already. All the form for Friday, Saturday and Sunday, plus all your favourite columnists, Matt Stewart, Shane Templeton, Paul Richards and many, many more, as well as the other features that you love in winning post. Still only $5.50. Our best $20 bet for the weekend. I'm going to go the Valley. Race 9, number 5, Divine Unicorn. Joel?
I'll go Daisy Doom, race 7, number 1. If you're a little bit shy, maybe take the place, but $7.50, good bet, I think.
Okay. Have a great weekend, everybody. Back plenty of winners, and we'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.